for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. Welcome to the studio. It's Monday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's start off the week with, is it fake news?
Is it fake news?
And then there was one. A town in Wyoming is now down to one person after the family of five left for Philadelphia. So now there's one guy left. He's a geologist. And he says, look, it's awkward, but I love it here. I wish I still had some neighbors.
It's just him.
Just him.
Wow.
And the town is Saratoga, Wyoming.
Is it fake news? Now, I've heard of ghost towns where there's none.
Ooh.
But that's mostly in cowboy movies.
But is there a town with one?
I'm going to say it's fake news, Amy.
I'm going real. This is awesome.
All right. And it is
fake news.
That was fake news.
Yeah.
What is the population there?
I don't know.
I don't know it's a real town.
Oh.
You made all that up?
Yeah. Whole,
look at this
guy.
He's a geologist.
Wow. I'm clapping for him.
No, it's all fake.
He's like, his name is Ross. He used to have friends.
Yeah, the Olberts, they moved to Philadelphia.
He's better at doing fake than he is real.
Of course, because
he doesn't even stumble.
Because he's fake news.
Like when he does the bonehead, he's like, it's more confident.
Because that's real news.
Okay, I think now we have a way to, you know, gauge if it's real or fake.
Hey.
Oh, when he nails it?
Hey, yeah. Saratoga is a real town in Wyoming, and it has a population of 1,600.
There you go. Well, so 1599 close. Moved. Hope everybody's weekend was good. Eddie and I were on the road in El Paso and Austin. Amy, Austin, Lunchbox, who knows? He was in Saratoga, apparently. Met some people.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The power's back up and running at San Juan Children's Hospital in Puerto Rico, and it's thanks to Tesla. The company used its solar panels and batteries to restore electricity in the children's hospital.
Wow.
And so Tesla wants to bring power back to the whole island, but they went to the children's hospital first and got it going again.
Is that Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah, he's Iron Man.
Yeah, he is, I swear.
Or a villain we don't know yet.
No.
But he's probably Iron Man. Yeah, probably. Anyway, Tesla, Elon Musk, I see you. I see you!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. World Series Game 5 was crazy last night. Astros beat the Dodgers in extra innings. They now lead the series 3-2. In airline news, a plane carrying the Oklahoma City Thunder had its nose dented in badly. Officials said it was a bird. Luckily, everyone is okay. The plane landed safely. And finally, in weather news, thousands have lost power in the Northeast. Heavy rain and wind, 6 inches of rain in some places. There's a lot of downed trees as well.
Rose in Austin, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What can I help you with?
Well, I was calling to see if I could get your advice on writing a maid of honor speech.
Sure, go ahead.
Well,
is that it? You just want advice on it?
Yes. My best friend's getting married on November 18th, and I have no clue how to write a maid of honor speech.
Okay, and this is going to sound so cheesy, but if you Google writing a maid of honor speech, they will give you a ton of tips, like how to start it, middle and end. The only advice that I would give you is don't wing it. And you did say writing it. Don't wing it, because you'll forget what you're saying. You'll feel stupid afterward. Even if you did a good job, you won't know because you just winged it. Like if I wing something, I'm winging it prepared. So, and I'm also someone who gets paid professionally to give speeches. So don't wing it. Write it down. There's no shame in writing it down. The number one thing, though, is do not go too long. Brevity is the absolute key in giving a speech. Because really, Rose, it's cool that you're up there, but nobody really cares that you're up there saying a whole lot of stuff. You say you love her, you're proud of her, and then get out of Dodge. Because somebody drunk can give a 10-minute speech after that, and they're gonna be the donkey of the whole place. So Google, keep it brief, write it down.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
That's it. And don't wing it. And good luck with that, and thank you. Let me know how it goes.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Time for your positivity here on Monday. A little tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
All right, so this officer's having some wings over at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockaway Township. This is in New Jersey. And a guy like three tables over is going, oh, he couldn't breathe. The officer's like, oh, you're choking. Goes over, Heimlichs him. Chicken wing goes, flies out of him. Saves his life.
Wow.
Wow. That's good.
That Heimlich.
The guy said he's got a sore throat now. Got a little sore rib. Otherwise, A-okay. Shout out to that officer right there. Amy, what do you have?
Well, there's an 11-year-old named Nicholas Blair, and he's dressing up as Sonic the Hedgehog to go trick-or-treating, but he's not looking for candy. He's collecting canned goods for the homeless.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. He won't mind if you throw a piece of candy in his bag.
Oh, yeah. Lunchbox.
Brandy Bass was driving her car with her two kids in the back seat. She loses control of the car, goes off the road, and her 10-year-old daughter flies out the back window, cuts her leg wide open, but her 13-year-old son is a big survival, watches those TV shows like, okay, I got to stop the bleeding. He makes a tourniquet out of his shirt, wraps it around her leg, stops the bleeding, and the doctor said not only saved her leg, but saved her life. She would have bled out.
Wow. That's insane. Wow. That's cool. That's a good one.
Man, that's good.
Dang. Tell me something good. That's what it's about here on the show.
Bobby Bones.
So there was a police officer in Florida, and he was giving instruction to two young boys, saying, hey, listen, these tasers aren't toys. They're not to be played with. And one of the 10-year-olds that the police officer was talking to, the police officer accidentally tased.
Oh, my goodness. No way.
And it was one of those where the things went into the skin, the probes.
The taser.
Yeah, he shot him.
Not just one of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Got her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it all went down, and because the story's just not coming out, it all went down on Hurricane Irma. And so they were like, hey, here's the thing about safety with these tasers.
So what happens to that officer?
A 10-year-old.
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Dumb drivers force Iowa officials to say, listen, these signs where the deer's crossing the road, they're for drivers, not for deer.
What?
Because people are like, why don't you put those signs somewhere else so the deer will cross at a place where there aren't any cars?
No, you're joking. That's fake news.
The Iowa Department of Transportation was forced to explain that deers can't read after people kept complaining, saying, hey, these deer crossing signs, can you put them in places that are safer for us cars?
Oh, my goodness.
So and they're like, we get this question all the time. They had to put a message out. Deers can't read. Drivers can. It's not intended to tell the deer where to cross. It's for drivers to be alert that there have been a lot of deer crossing. Most animal collisions in Iowa happen during the fall, and that's why this is a story, and people are complaining because they're hitting deer, and they're going, can we please move the sign somewhere else?
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
I love that. Maybe my favorite story ever.
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 There you go. It's another Monday.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Santa Rosa, California. A 19-year-old man was out riding his bike downtown when, here come the train arms going, doot.
Like down?
Yeah, the train's coming, so they're going to lower. And he's like, man, I can beat the train.
He's on a bicycle.
Okay. So he swerves in between the little arms. And he gets clipped by the train.
Why would you even try if it was that close?
Because if you don't have time to wait for the train, I don't
know.
No, that's not a thing.
I know it's not. I'm not saying I would do it.
What happened?
And they said he escaped with minor injuries.
Wow. But it hit him?
It hit him. Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Like the arms coming down, I probably could go, but I would look and see where the train is.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox, for that.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I feel like since it's Monday, we can do a little segment called That's Rude. David on Twitter says, "Hey, Mr. Bobby Bones, heard the country version of Namaste. Didn't think the song could get any worse. Bravo, sir." All right. Well, I kind of... whatever, that's rude. Whatever. I was going to play it, but here. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably got to hit the road, but Namaste. 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 There you go. The fiddle makes it look country.
Mm-hmm.
Rude. Ryan on Facebook writes, "Amy doesn't own a microwave. What brain cells is she worried about losing?"
Oh, that's rude.
Emily on Facebook writes, "Why is Amy so lame? I think my 88-year-old grandmother would be more fun to be around."
Oh, well, that's lame.
Wait,
lame?
It's
I mean,
the same as
rude.
Oh, that's rude. It is rude.
At Radio Lunchbox is a washed up moron. I'd say he peaked in high school, but getting a sympathy prom king crown isn't that impressive either. That's rude. And then finally, heard there was a Bigfoot sighting in Wichita. Turns out it was just Lunchbox doing an event there.
I mean, well, that's rude.
Amy laughed.
No, that's rude.
I know. No, no, that's lame.
Yeah,
well, she
the whole segment's called "That's Rude."
She called her lame, so I hear lame, and I heard, "Well, that's lame."
Yeah,
well.
Talking about Halloween costumes, and real Halloween is tomorrow, and so here you go. These are costumes that shouldn't be like hot. You know, I have a hot nurse,
but they are.
Yeah, like hot vampire. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. There's a hot 11 from Stranger Things.
Okay, no, because that's a child.
Stop.
Yes,
stop.
That's
stop.
Wrong. That's wrong.
No
so
way.
Wrong. Don't
that's
be the hot 11. No, no.
That's wrong.
No, it's wrong. I don't like it.
There's a hot elf on the shelf.
Okay.
Is that funnier?
I it's mean, a kid thing. But still, it's funny.
There's a hot Pennywise from It.
Ooh, okay.
The clown.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I just think that hot 11 from Stranger Things is just wrong.
That needs, if you're that, you should not, you should, I don't know, I'm not going to say that you should be arrested, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Here you go. Fun facts for Halloween. Halloween is the third most popular day of the year. What do you think the first two are?
Christmas.
Mm-mm.
What? Easter?
New Year's.
Valentine's Day?
Okay, everybody relax.
Wow.
I'm shocked it's not Christmas.
The Super Bowl, number one.
Oh.
And New Year's Eve, number two. Here you go. Another fact. Some animal shelters won't allow the adoption of black cats around Halloween because they think they'll be sacrificed.
It's crazy.
Also, just a cat fact. Did you know they use their whiskers to determine if they can fit in certain spaces? That's why.
Really?
Really?
That's how they judge.
That is something that blows my mind.
Clever.
I never knew that.
Hmm.
And finally, America's most haunted house is a town in Iowa where one of the most brutal murders in U.S. history took place. The killer was never found. You can stay there $74 per night. Guests report seeing a ghost of a man with an axe and hearing children screaming. That doesn't sound
okay,
funny.
Heck no. I'm not saying
nothing
there.
About that sounds even
no,
remotely
not even
awesome.
The $74.
Even that part's expensive. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy got into an Uber, and the Uber driver wanted to talk to Amy the whole time. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Heads up, can we talk?"
Okay, right. Heads up, can we talk?
And I was like, yeah.
So, but there was a reason.
Mm-hmm. So he recently moved here with his wife from Venezuela, and he's a CPA by trade, and he doesn't really get to communicate with a lot of people, but he's trying to really perfect his English. So he started driving Uber to chit-chat with customers, so that way he can get really good at English.
How about that?
So he gives you a heads up when you get in. He's like, "Hey, do you mind if we talk the whole time? I'm trying to practice English."
Now, I would even be into that.
Yeah.
And
no,
I don't like talking,
so cool.
But I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Right?
That's a smart
is.
Way to learn English.
I know. I loved it. I was like, "Do you want me to take another ride somewhere else? We can keep talking."
Oh, boy. Amy's found her permanent driver. It's not even an Uber. I was walking in, and Raymond, our producer, mm-hmm. has an old Blazer. And he has a U.
Oh,
Raymond drives
gosh.
Uber now.
He does.
I see that Ray
oh
put the
goodness.
U on his Blazer.
Yeah!
It's for real. Like, he printed it out on the work printer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's like a big old piece of paper.
What?
So, you've had the whole weekend now. You've been driving. How's it going?
Ended up doing some rides. It's been great. Some people recognize me, so it was kind of like, yeah, I'm Ray from the Bobby Bones Show. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm yes, I am. I just enjoy driving. I have some free time. So it was like that.
Are you making a little bit of money?
I honestly am. And you get the cash in like 2 days.
Really?
Yes.
So is it, you like the short drives where it's like a few blocks or the long drives?
It's all about the short ones. You take somebody from their house to the club real quick in 6 minutes, $6.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought I was annoying people by going a short distance, but I guess that's the better
way. No, that's hooking them up.
Oh, okay.
Go cool. Block.
Oh. You should perfect your English, by the way, while you're at it.
That's mine's good. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. The first thing you do in the morning when you wake up is?
Brush my teeth.
Lunchbox.
Use the restroom.
First thing I do when I wake up is check Twitter. Immediately, I grab my glasses and throw them on and go, okay, what's happened with the world?
Wow.
Wow.
So, the first thing most Americans do, we don't do.
What do they do?
Drink water immediately.
That's smart.
Which is probably the healthiest thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say smoking is horrible for your pets. So, if you needed another reason to quit. You know, I was reading this article. They say instead of showing people the negative effects of smoking, you should show the positive effects of quitting smoking.
Okay.
Because I remember watching this story once. It was on one of those old people shows that I now like. And it's not an old people show anymore, like 60 Minutes.
No, those are good, yeah.
Yeah, because back in the day, it was like, only old people watch these shows. But what they did is they took a bunch of people and they said, here's what we're going to do. You get naked, we're going to take a picture of you. And if you don't lose this much weight, we're going to put the picture out. And that was the negative reinforcement. And they said, if you do a good job and you lose a bunch of weight to a different group, we're going to give you a prize, positive reinforcement. Which one do you think worked in that situation?
The positive reinforcement.
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. Obviously, you're telling this story because the negative.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would want the prize.
Would you though? Would you want the prize more than you'd be scared of a naked picture going out? Because the prize, if you don't get it, you're the same.
Okay. True. True.
And I know that's counter to what I said about smoking, but I just remember that study and I remember thinking, wow, that's neat. I should take a naked picture of myself.
And give publish it if you don't get in shape.
And now I give it to Eddie and be like, Eddie, if I don't look a certain way, just put it out on the internet. So
interesting.
Yeah, the point was smoking is horrible for your pets. Even worse, the secondhand smoke for animals than humans because their lungs are so small.
So maybe you should just look at it like, wow, my dog's going to live longer.
Well, people are asking about my dog, too. He is, as of right now, he's feeling good. He has another chemo appointment tomorrow. It's his 4th of 5. He gets to have 5. Doing pretty good. I plan on, if everything is good, taking him back on the road. I won't be going on the road this week because the Hall of Fame ceremonies in Chicago will be. But the next week, we do a couple sold-out shows in Kansas, Springfield, and Salina.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take him out for those shows on the bus. So he's still doing pretty good. Like, he's getting older. He's losing a little bit of weight. You know, he has cancer. But he's feeling good. And again, he doesn't know he's sick. Only I do. So it'd be different if we were both sad about it.
Right.
But we're not. Only me. I just take all the sadness.
Oh, great.
Wish I could just take all that. If I could just take the world's sadness and put it in a pill and swallow myself, I would.
Oh, I bet you
just
would.
For you guys. I make
so
everybody happy.
Thoughtful.
If I could put sadness in a pill, I'd take all of it from you guys.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I haven't started watching Stranger Things 2 yet. I'm still watching Mindhunter, and I can't do 2 shows at once. I can read 2 books at once, but if I start doing 2 shows at once, in my brain, I start inserting characters into other things.
Well.
So I haven't started. Anyone else? Amy, you started Stranger Things 2?
No.
Do you have interest to?
Yeah, I want to. It's just not top priority right now.
Eddie, I saw on your Instagram you may have started it.
I did start it. I made it about an episode and a half until I got busy and stopped. But, man, it's good. So far, it's got me hooked.
A whole episode?
An episode and a half.
Yeah, because it kind of intros you what it's about. It doesn't give you a lot, but it gives you the introduction.
That Mindhunter is crazy.
I have watched 1 episode of that.
I'm on, I think, 8 of 10.
Okay.
And they study, like, real life. It's a scripted show, but they study Matt. Anyway, totally the morning kids are listening. But yeah, it's good. Study finds that Starbucks door handles are about the dirtiest thing possible.
Great.
And you got to think about it because there are tons of people going to Starbucks. And they compared things like bathrooms and door handles of other places and subway poles.
Oh, yeah.
And Starbucks door handles are the absolute grossest.
Wow.
Just because the amount of people going through, grabbing, they don't even wash their hands.
So your goal should be to have someone get the door for you.
No, the goal should be wear long sleeves like I do and grab every door handle with a long sleeve.
Oh, or that.
Justin Bieber had a helicopter fly over his house because paparazzi often do that.
Yeah.
And they were flying over and they were looking down. And he's renting this $50,000 a month Beverly Hills mansion. And he bought himself an Olympic high jump bar and the Olympic high jump pad that you jump on.
So like just for fun?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the neighbors are like, oh, we see him practicing all the time. And I think about this and I actually get sad for him. Because here's a kid who he hasn't been able to mature. The age that he started to get famous is when he stopped maturing. Because
it really stops that quickly.
He has no reason to. Yeah. He's enabled by everyone. We get older and get wiser because of bad decisions we make and think people go, oh, that's wrong and have to change. When you're enabled all the time and you're told, hey, everything you do is good and you're surrounded by yes people, everything you do is good. You don't get any older. And so here's a kid with no direction, a ton of money and a ton of time. Just boredom. I guess I'm the only one that feels bad for him.
Well, I mean, it makes me think of Michael Jackson and his ranch that he bought with all the animals, Neverland or whatever it's called.
Maybe being broke is awesome. We ever think about it? Nah, never mind. Amy's trying to convince me somebody bought a real unicorn. We'll talk about that coming up in the 30-second skinny in just a second. Also, the curse of the great Bobbino may have been lifted.
Okay.
That's me.
Yeah, I figured.
Because after Lindsay and I broke up, her song took the biggest jump on the charts. Coincidence?
I don't know. I think not.
Gentlemen?
That seems to be a little...
Stretching my chin here.
How do you say that? Fishy that they would do that?
Took the biggest jump. Yeah. All of a sudden... Listen, I'm happy for her. It makes me sad we had to break up. I'm really happy for, and I hope everybody downloads the song and keeps it going. The curse of the great Bobbino is slowly being lifted.
Wow.
I hope. I know. That stinks, right? So anybody that ever wants to date me, just know there's a curse that comes along with it.
Yikes. Bobby Bone
Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren threw a unicorn-themed birthday party for their daughter, Willa Gray, over the weekend, and they pulled out all the stops. Even a unicorn.
Yeah, it's not a real unicorn. I was like, how'd they get a real unicorn? It was a white horse, and then like...
They strapped a unicorn horn on it.
Okay.
And then kids got to go for a ride on the unicorn. Hey, if you're two, that's a legit unicorn.
If you're two, it is. I had some friends that went to that party, and I saw the picture of the white horse. I didn't know they had a thing strapped
the
to
its head. The unicorn horn?
Yeah.
And there was like the cutest unicorn cake and face painting, all kinds of stuff. I was like, dang. Want to turn two at their house? Mara Morris is planning her wedding to Ryan Hurd, and she opened up about her dress to People magazine, and she said that she's having it made, and it's not going to be a traditional long one. She's going to go with something short, inspired by her mom's short wedding gown that she wore back in 1989.
Bikini top?
I don't know. I don't think so. Is that what you're picturing?
Yeah, why not?
Probably not. Maybe. That's your 30-second skinny.
So, you know, Kenny Chesney was in, and he put out that live record on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a clip of Kenny and Taylor Swift doing Big Star.
She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar. She sang karaoke every night. She said, work hard to get where you are. It's good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
There's that. And our band, The Raging Idiots, played on the road, and we have this song called Namaste, which, thankfully to the listeners, has been the number one comedy song for, like, weeks. And so I was thinking about putting out a live record, but I don't have the technology that Kenny has, so we just use cell phone audio from listeners. Would you like to hear the live version of Namaste? It's like just like Kenny and Taylor.
Yeah.
But here's The Raging Idiots, a live version of Namaste, and we've mixed it with the real version. You'll see.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I haven't even heard this yet, so here we go.
30 in the morning. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, where my khakis? I'm running late, gotta beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. And I can't stop watching ya. Showing me you're watching ya. You're like the best thing that ever was.
Facebook's listening to our conversations for sure, and I'll tell you about that in 1 second. First, the morning corny with Amy.
The morning corny.
What's it like to be kissed by a vampire?
What's it like to be kissed by a vampire?
It's a real pain in the neck.
You sold it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there it is. Good, good one.
That was the morning corny.
I was watching this video. This guy's like, I don't have a cat. I haven't talked about cat food. No cat in 20 years. And he said, so what we did is we talked about cat food around our phone. My wife and I. And all of a sudden they started to get ads in their Facebook for cat food. Listen to him talk about it on YouTube here.
There you go. Cat food.
Meow.
We've never talked about cat food at any point before this. We've never typed it out. We've never looked it up online. We haven't had cats in 20 years. So it was totally random. And yeah, we just put the phones down next to our desk, left them on Facebook and Messenger. Pretty sure one or both were left open in the background and from like the day before. But the phone was on when we were talking about cat food. And then the phone went off automatically. And we just kind of kept talking about cat food while we were working for maybe like an hour, hour and a half. And that was it. And 2 days later, cat food advertising on our Facebook.
Now, we joke about that, but that's serious. Like, it's hearing things that we're saying in terms of putting ad from our voice, not our searches.
Yeah.
Even searches should be creepy.
Yeah. Somehow, sometimes I feel like it's reading my thoughts.
Oh, no, not another level.
Yeah, it is.
Great. So you're not even saying it, you're just thinking it?
I just think it, and then I see an ad for it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, how are they doing this?
Stop it. Here's what we're going to do in a second. What song title defines your life right now? We'll go around the room. You have a minute to think about this.
Okay. Huh.
What song title defines your life right this second? Also, I'll say this. Amy claims that she had the best night of her life recently. We'll talk about what happened inside the best night of her life. The Astros won last night, and man, it was a late game. Here's a clip. This is the 10th inning. The Astros winning last night. Go ahead.
10th inning. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher.
And I know you didn't watch it, Amy.
No.
But I think Lunchbox and I both stayed up.
Woo!
I fell asleep
watching it. You were watching the game?
Yeah, because my friend that I was with was watching it.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
She's a big Dodgers
fan. Oh, what if I had walked Amy right into an admission of...
That would have been awesome.
She was like totally for the Dodgers. And yeah. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to bed.
Eddie, you like that? I was trying to get her a little bit.
That was a good one, Bones. Yeah. Close.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the goal. If you had to define your life right now by a song title, what would it be? Amy, give me your song title. Go.
John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change.
Huh. Yeah. Tell me more.
I feel like my life right now is just waiting on the world to change, which would be me waiting on my kids to come here so that my world will change.
You know what? Can I ask you a question?
Ask me.
So, November 7th is the date. Amy says there's some big paperwork going on with her adoption and her kids. I was reading a story about Thomas Rhett, and I purposely left out the word adopted because the story said Thomas Rhett's adopted daughter, Willie Grace. And I was like, there's no need to say adopted. It's their daughter.
Yeah.
So with you, I don't – right now we talk about the adoption process. But was I weird? Have you made me sensitive that that's a real thing? Like I shouldn't say their adopted daughter. It's just their daughter now.
I don't think that I've made you, but I think it's their daughter. I read the same article and I omitted adopted daughter too because it's their daughter. Well, great. I don't know if maybe sometimes people are trying because they do have another daughter. And so maybe they're trying to make sure
but
people know.
They have two daughters.
But yeah, people have daughters, sons, multiple all the time. And nobody, you don't have to say biological or adopted because to me, I just want people to see my kids as my kids.
I think you've made me sensitive to that in a wonderful way, which I never would have been.
Oh.
So when I read the story, I was like, their daughter. I don't know. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what is the song title that defines your life?
It ain't my fault.
But it ain't my fault.
say that a lot.
Huh. Man.
Why?
Well, just around the house, something goes wrong or something doesn't get picked up or my wife and I communicate. She always blames me, but I tell her, it ain't my fault you don't listen.
Oh, wow.
It ain't my fault you don't listen.
Yeah, how is that my fault? Like, everything can't be my fault, so it ain't my fault. My soccer team loses, it ain't my fault.
Things like your that. Life motto, huh?
That yeah. happens on this show. It ain't his
it
fault.
It ain't my fault. True. Bobby's in charge.
That's true.
That's true.
Me, if I were to define my life by a song title, it'd probably be Lil Bobby Vinton, Mr. Lonely.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Stop.
Why is that?
Let the song play, guys.
Come on, guys.
I have nobody for my own.
Sing it, Bobby.
I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Feel it.
Wish I had someone to call on the phone. Oh. Now I'm a soldier.
I laugh because I'm dead inside right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah. How's that therapy going?
It's good, except Morgan's not letting me go this week because of work. I have to go every week, and
yeah.
Morgan, one, our producer, like, you can't go. You have to do all this stuff. So I'm going to have to miss my first week.
Oh, no.
It's like the doctor.
I know. And you can't, like, do it FaceTime.
No.
They won't, like, legally, I tried. Something about when you're in another. Something about, I don't know, with their practice, if you're in another state, they can't go across state lines over the internet to treat you.
Well... There's my song. Hit it again, Mr. Lonely Ray.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely.
Eddie, our producer, who has two kids. Producer Eddie, what is your song right now?
Man, right now my song is No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Why?
This weekend, you know, we're running and gunning nonstop. And then I get home and it's the same thing. The kids are, let's go, Dad. Dad's here. Let's go play baseball.
To be fair, you told me you slept till 11 a.m. the other day.
I did. But that was the first time I'd slept in a while.
I think I just like to play this card. Like, he's like, I'm tired, Dad.
You guys on Saturdays, you're always like, oh, man, on Sunday, I can't wait. I'm going to sleep all day. I can't sleep all day.
No, so, who right, says that?
Who what? Says I can't wait for Sunday to sleep all day?
Well, yeah, whenever
Eddie invents these scenarios,
can I talk
done.
To Eddie yesterday? He told me he slept all day.
No,
he
I
did.
Didn't.
Yes, no.
I said
Eddie,
I fell asleep.
Eddie does this whole. I think he does this with his wife. Hears him and goes, you know what? He's having trouble too. Eddie rock and rolled all weekend.
That's why no sleep for me.
Yeah, but didn't sleep because you rock and roll.
And then on Sunday, I'm family. I'm dad.
Whatever. Just a heads up, it's daylight savings at the end of this week.
Oh, thanks for the
heads
up.
Yes.
So
yes. That means, you know what that means? That means we fall back and we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend.
That's right.
Mark it down.
I know, but it gets dark so early, which I guess is good for us, but
this is a time marches on moment right now. Because for the first time ever, it's not we get an extra night at the bar for Lunchbox. It's we get an extra night's sleep.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the first year he's ever been like, we get extra sleep. He'd be like, that's an extra night of partying.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy growing up. Dude, well, when are the kids, Lunchbox, when are your kids coming?
I don't know. There's no arrival date yet. I haven't checked the calendar, but the doctor hadn't what? Given us an arrival date or anything, so.
What do you mean?
Is she pregnant?
No. So the doctor can't give us an arrival date.
Thanks for that pause there. Kind of made me think she was.
But you guys, you're not trying.
Correct.
Are you trying, though?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. This is all really good.
Just answer the question. You're literally trying to have baby.
Yeah.
That a boy. Honesty. We love it. Come on, clap this guy
know.
Here. Share a little bit of his heart.
Man, I always tell you guys that. I tell you
no,
that.
You don't. You go, oh, no, man. You know what? We pulled the goalie. That's yeah. all I'll say.
Yeah, that's what you say.
But the fact that you're just saying you're trying to have a baby, That's awesome.
Okay, that's what I thought that's what that meant when I said we pulled the goalie. I don't understand how that. I mean, it's the same thing, just different words.
Sure.
Okay. It's just a different analogy. It's just a different analogy. Let's just say that. I mean,
it does feel like that's an announcement, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lunchbox is officially saying they're trying to have a baby.
Yeah, Lunchbox, it's not a different. You're not trying to cover up by using an analogy. You're just owning it.
Yeah, it's like we're trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Maybe we'll have two.
Okay.
Maybe you. Okay, here he goes. Okay, never.
Maybe we'll have three.
Okay.
Now time, since today, today's John Adams' birthday. He's the second president of the United States.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, I've heard the name, but I didn't realize he was the second president.
Oh, yeah. So it's easy presidential trivia.
Oh, great.
Gosh.
Around the room, Amy, easy presidential trivia.
Yeah.
The youngest president to ever be elected.
JFK.
Correct, at 43 years old.
Would have never known that.
Lunchbox, easy presidential trivia.
Go.
Which president delivered the Emancipation Proclamation?
Oh, that's my boy, Honest Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Easy presidential trivia. Who is the only president born in Arkansas?
Born in Arkansas? That's Taft.
It's Bill Clinton.
Dang it.
Taft? How
What's
do you
wrong
go with that
you, Eddie?
One?
This is just to pick the president, guys. I don't know.
What a random president.
I'm from Arkansas.
You're telling me no other president's born from Arkansas? Come on.
Well.
Eddie, you've been eliminated. Lunchbox. No, Amy.
Yes.
Which president's on the $20 bill?
Oh.
Good luck.
I don't know. Now he's on the $1 bill. George Washington.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, is he on the 22?
Amy thinks George is on every dollar
bill.
He's on the quarter, he's on the 20. No, it's... Andrew Jackson.
Correct.
No. Oh, hold on. No.
Yeah.
She said George Washington.
Yes, sorry, just had to really think about it. He's got good hair.
Okay.
Andrew Jackson's got good hair.
So Lunchbox. I get three answers now? All right,
what's the most common presidential first name?
What's the what?
Most common presidential first name.
Oh, let's see.
You're going to have three answers.
I mean,
George.
There's one.
George, because there's George Washington, there's George Bush, there's George Bush, there's, I don't know any other George.
Go ahead.
Let's see who else has been out there. Oh.
5 seconds.
Robert?
Robert, okay. Well, you get one more guess. 5 seconds for your third guess.
William, because William Clinton and then William Taft. That's two Williams.
That's three guesses. Your answer is, do you know what? James.
Oh. James. I was going to go with George.
No, James. So, Amy, you're the winner.
I don't believe that.
Who said the only thing to fear is fear itself?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh,
go ahead.
John F. Kennedy.
No.
Richard Nixon.
He said, ask not what...
Your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
I thought that was the same speech.
Oh, FDR.
FDR said the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Lunchbox, you just mixed up the people that go by their initials.
Yeah. Hey, LB, you mixed up FDR and JFK.
It happened.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on, I'm about to look up the difference between those two, because I really thought they were the same person.
Amy says she has the greatest night of her life over the past weekend.
Yeah, best night of my life. Saturday night, when me and three other girlfriends dressed up as M&Ms and got to be background dancers or backup dancers for the Raging Idiots. Totally unexpected, and it was so amazing and so much fun, and I've always wanted to be an M&M, and then I got to dance and sing. It was like the best night of my life.
But you had a wedding night.
I know. And that's where this comes into play, because I'm on the phone with my husband, and I'm telling him about the best night of my life. And he's like, you know, we got married at night. That wasn't the best night of your life? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, there's other things, but just, like, this one just really takes the cake right now. Like, it was just so much fun.
There was a point of the show where the Raging Idiots are playing. Again, it's a show in Austin. There are probably 4,000 people there, and we're singing our songs, and we bring Amy out, and I give Amy the microphone near the end of the show. And the show's over, because we have to end by a certain time, or we get charged extra.
I didn't know that.
It's a curfew time. And so we shut down, and Amy goes, one more song on the microphone. So the crowd starts going, one more song, one more. And I'm like, we're over time. We got to pay for every minute that we go over, we have to pay for. And so Amy cost us a lot of money.
So that was real?
If you go over curfew, you have to pay staff. And yes. And I was like, don't do that, Amy. She kept going, one more into the microphone.
Oh.
So would you like to pay those costs?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I'll pay you back. And I bet if I get everybody there, I'll tweet everybody that was there and say, hey, everybody send me $1. Would that cover it? Maybe. It was so fun, though. Best night of my life.
What'd you think about the show?
Thought it was so much fun. Y'all did a great job. So entertaining. I had friends there, family there. They all thought y'all did great.
Amy's dad came.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his girlfriend.
Yeah. And they really, really enjoyed it. And the thing is, I mean, I've seen y'all perform before, too. There's just something about, I don't know, just the whole thing. Like, y'all, it's so fun. Like, if people have an opportunity to go, they have to go.
Well, we only have 4 shows left, and then we're retiring. But
oh, well, then, okay. Well, 4 shows, so...
You want to hear Amy singing? Here's a clip from Amy singing from over the weekend. Let me explain this.
So bad.
The only song that we were like, we can play real quick was The Joker by Steve Miller. She's like, one more song. I was like, Eddie, let's just play The Joker, something easy. So he's and it's, Amy doesn't know the words. Mm-hmm. And so I go, I really love your peaches. And it goes, I want to shake your tree. Instead of Amy going, I want to shake your tree, she goes, I want to taste your cream.
Oh boy.
Here you go. And everyone was like, Amy, that's not the words.
I know. I don't know why.
Amy was thinking of peaches and cream.
Yeah.
The song?
Yep. Bobby said peaches, so I was like, okay.
I really love your peaches, want to shake your tree. And instead, Amy goes, I want to taste your cream. And everybody looks at her like.
Yeah, it got awkward.
Yes.
Awkward real quick. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I tried
why.
To take the microphone from her at one point. She goes, no, this is what my life was meant for. And then she just kept singing.
No, I kept the mic and I go, I was born for this.
And then she started hitting the top of it going, this thing on? And we're like, Amy, we're right in the middle of a show. Yes, it's on.
I mean, I was in an Eminem costume performing. It was amazing.
Night of her life.
Yes.
Yeah. Bobby Bones. Show.
Just to give you guys an update on my high school football game from this past week. My high school played the returning state champions, and they got beat.
Oh.
It's a pretty good game, though, but they played the state champions from last year, and they got beat, and I talked to Arkansas Keith, and he was like, it's a pretty good game, but they were just a little too much for us. But they're still going to the playoffs. I don't know if the playoffs start this week or not, but I know they have a game on Thursday night, and I wanted to go, but the Hall of Fame is Thursday night. I can't go.
Yeah.
Who plays high school football on Thursday night? What's wrong?
It's supposed to be Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So Mountain Pine did not win, but I hear they put in quite the effort against a team that is supposed to be one of the best
obviously.
In the state.
Obviously.
Yeah.
They were state champs.
By the way, if you hear Amy talking, and you can go to my Instagram and look at Mr. Bobby Bones, and she describes herself as a sexy Eminem. Don't believe it.
What? What?
That wasn't a sexy Eminem.
Yeah, we felt hot. Yeah, there was me and 3 girlfriends, what? And we were working it.
They were costumes from like the 60s, and they were big old round Eminems. It wasn't a sexy Eminem would have been like body paint Eminem.
What? I had on like tall black boots.
Okay, you can go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram and see if you think Amy's wearing a sexy Eminem costume.
And my gloves, they gave me 3 or 4 fingers, how many fingers Eminem's
whatever have? It was a sexy amount, I tell you.
I know, and we got the cute little hair bows to match. I found those at Hobby Lobby. Thought of you.
Great. There's a coffin club. Have you heard about this?
No.
These grandmas get together, and they decorate their own coffins.
No, they don't.
As a group, like a knitting club? Yeah, listen to this. The Coffin Club song. And so these seniors all get around and they meet once a week to build and decorate their coffins.
Hey, well, they're going to save their family a lot of money taking care of that ahead of time because coffins are expensive.
Yes, and they like bedazzle them to their own design.
Yeah, and then you know you're getting what you want.
You know, with me, I think I'm just, I don't care. Don't spend any money on me.
You're not going to bedazzle yours for us?
Donate all mine to everything.
Well, okay, but I mean, something has to be done with you, and either way, it's expensive.
Maybe I'll just buy a studio and just let me sit in it. Just let it meet. Let us all. Let the equipment turn old.
Okay.
Like ours is now. Just let me die with our equipment in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Are you guys organ donors on your cards?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You guys all really are?
For sure.
Legit.
Legit. You know, I found something else that annoys me.
What? Legit.
Well, like when people say literally and they don't mean literally, it's like, oh, literally, my mind's been blown. No. It hasn't. Literally.
I know. It's just a way of being exaggerating the figurative.
There's a new one. It's when someone's claiming something's a bucket list item. And I even tweeted this. I'm like, okay, from now on, I want to see your bucket list ahead of time, and I want you to date it. And then I want to see you check off your bucket list items. You can't go, well, I did something cool. I checked off a bucket list item. Like, here's what a bucket list is. It's the list of things you want to do before you kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
This list should be pre-made, and you should have it, and take a picture of it, and then document it, and you can mark it off. Otherwise, just say, I did an awesome thing.
Okay.
I let the weirdest things annoy me.
Yeah, you
do. I know.
Because I would say the other night, being at Eminem and singing on stage, that's a bucket list item.
but
I mean, I didn't know it was a bucket list item until it happened.
Then it wasn't. It was just something awesome that happened to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh. Shout out to Alabama at number one in the poll and Georgia at number two. Two SEC schools at number one and number two.
The college poll or something?
In the college football poll. Arkansas won. My team won. They beat Ole Miss. Field goal. Last minute. Someone having a great season, but I'll take it. Texas A&M, what'd they do, Ann?
Whoop.
You know what they did?
Giggle.
They have no idea?
No, I don't know, obviously.
I don't think they won.
Oh, okay. Well, then we don't need to talk about it. Are they having a good year, though?
You don't
What? Wow. I mean, yeah. Yes. I don't keep up all the time with it.
Yeah. Did you hear the Florida Gators coach got fired?
He did?
He left.
Oh. Scandal.
No scandal. It's more
oh, boy.
Okay, no more sports. Headlines from the weekend. Here we go. Amy, your headline.
Friend and family time. Awesome in Austin. Yeah, all of the above. So many things. Good food, good friends. Dressed up as an Eminem. Best night of my life.
Is Halloween over for you now?
Oh, yeah. Done. No more.
Tomorrow is officially Halloween, you're done.
Yeah, I had to return my Eminem costume.
Lunchbox, headline from the weekend?
Double date with Ray and Bay.
Wow, really?
Yeah, we went and had some margaritas and some tacos. Then we went and caught a hockey game together and just sort of a little bit of partying, a little bit of sports. So it was a good time.
I always like to see members of the show, membering of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Being friends. Raymond, how'd that go with you guys?
Oh, well, we had a blast. Lunch did his typical, like, 30 minutes late, though. I thought we were meeting at 5, and he just rolls up casually at 5:30. I mean, the dude is on a completely different time system than anybody else.
Yeah. The truth is that my wife had to work, and we said we'd be there as close to 5 as we could. That was the extent of the problem. She had to work a little bit. Sorry. Hey, woman's got a job. I'm proud of her.
Yeah, and it was great. Something. We were catching up with his wife, too, finding out about her job, and she's so excited. And, I mean, she's, like, changed her life. I mean, she's got brand new clothes. She's got a brand new schedule. She's got, tickets to all these events, more hookups than we have. I'm like, what is your job? My gosh, you're living an amazing life right now.
She's working at Topgolf, right?
Yeah.
Lunch?
Yeah, she's over there running that place.
That's awesome.
Is she running Topgolf?
No.
Oh.
But I just wanted to make her feel like she is. She is doing a great job.
Headlines from the weekend. El Paso was amazing. Loved it. Austin, amazing. Loved it. We played two Raging Idiot shows. And, I mean, just hanging out with the listeners is the best part of it. Here's a little bit of live Chick-fil-A. I want Chick-fil-A. And the crowd knows our songs. It's crazy. There's like thousands of people. And you would think we were good by the amount of people that show up. Little do they know It's just a party, though.
Y'all are good.
I don't know. I mean, we're going to put out a live album, but just listen to our cell phone videos. It'd be a cheap way to put out a record, huh?
Yeah.
Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, where my khakis? I'm running late, and I'm eating like Jackson.
So it was cool. I had fun. Southwest Airlines is facing backlash because they're putting these live performances in the middle of flights and people are trying to sleep. And so, and I've had it happen before when I was on a flight. And luckily it happened early. But the one that's kind of causing controversy is Devin Dawson. Oh. We know Devin. And he has this song.
Got my number, you can call on me. If you in trouble, put the fall on me.
I love that song. I really like Devin, but people got irritated because what they do, they set a microphone up and they put a guitar up as at 35,000 feet.
Yeah.
And people are trying to go to sleep and they're like, huh? What the?
You got my number, you can call on me.
It's like walking an aisle playing songs, singing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for the people that want it to be awesome, it
okay.
is.
Okay. I mean, even if I was trying to sleep, which most of the time on a flight I am, I still be like, oh, wow, I made it on one of the planes that has the singer.
Yeah, customers were tweeting like, hey, free Wi-Fi would be nice, but Southwest's like, hey, instead, here's Creed.
Oh, no.
You got my number, you can call on me.
That is the jam, though. That is
yeah.
the jam.
You got my number, you can call on me. If you in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you can take it out on me.
So, here.
Because you got my number, you can call on me.
It sounds good. That's from The Flight. They put it up on YouTube. So I don't hate it. Just do it early so I can go sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Why do you think we change the clocks back every year, back and forth, back and forth?
Oh, I know it has to do with the Farmer's Almanac or something.
No, you're thinking of FarmersOnly.com, the dating site?
I don't know. Does it have to do with something like that? No.
No. So, no.
Okay.
By the way, at the end of this week, we do fall back. So be prepared for that. And so many Americans believe that it's all because it was done to help farmers have that extra hour. It was actually pushed by department stores who cited positive sales with the extra hour of light.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It always goes back to money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, so, hey, farmers, that has to do with money, too.
I read a thing this weekend about Denny's, I think. And you know how they're open 24 hours, 7 days a week?
Yeah.
And they decided to close for Christmas one year. And since they were open 24/7, none of the stores had locks.
Oh my goodness. So they didn't even know how to close?
So they didn't even know how to close.
What? What place is that? They never have to lock it for anything?
If you open 24/7, like almost all those doors were completely lockless.
Yeah, you just rotate managers and shifts and you never have nobody there.
I learned a lot. I learned about that. I learned about the Denny's. I learned about how Facebook's listening to us. I don't know if you heard the clip, but this guy was like, hey, we don't have cats. We haven't had cats in 20 years. And we kept our phone and we talked about cat food for hours, and the next thing you know, cat food ads popped up on Facebook. Listen to this.
There you go. Cat food.
Meow.
We've never talked about cat food at any point before this. We've never typed it out. We've never looked it up online. We haven't had cats in 20 years. So it was totally random. And yeah, we just put the phones down next to our desk, left them on. Facebook and Messenger, pretty sure one or both were left open in the background and from like the day before, but the phone was on when we were talking about cat food, and then the phone went off automatically and we just kind of kept talking about cat food while we were working for maybe like an hour, hour and a half, and that was it. And 2 days later, cat food advertising on our Facebook.
We joke about it, but isn't that creepy still?
Yeah, it really is. What are you gonna do?
You know, it's creepy, but I do talk about stuff I like, so.
I know, honestly, like some of the clothes that Instagram has been recommending for me lately for the sponsored ads, I'm like, it's like swipe here to buy or whatever, click link, and I'm like, click, I bought a couple of things, it's really cute.
I saw a gym bag, and it was like, it will take your clothes that are all sweaty and stuff, and it will like suck out the musk and grossness out of them. I must have been talking about it.
You guys have been talking about how you sweat while you're boxing.
Man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So does our office dress up for Halloween like around the building?
I don't know, because one, they don't come talk to us, and two, we leave like 11. I don't know. I get annoyed at their office.
Why?
Because sometimes on Fridays, they're like, everybody gets to go home at noon. And we're like, we're already home.
Yeah, or they send out an email that's like, beer cart 30 or
yeah,
whatever.
And it's like, we're already home. So, you know what? I don't care what they do, but what's your story?
Okay, well, so there's like a Halloween dress-up survey thing. And like, if you're really stumped, but everyone in your office is dressing up, like, just stick with a classic, like a ghost, a witch, or a pirate. And maybe steer clear as dressing up as your boss, because some people do that. And then the boss, like, might get offended.
Okay, that's good. I like it when offices dress up.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I think it's good for morale, especially if you don't have, like, a crazy deadline to hit. A couple of things. One, there were some people at the shows dressed up as me.
Yes. Oh, and there was a little boy dressed up as you. So cute.
I put it on Instagram. I don't know there's a bigger compliment than if somebody dresses up as you for Halloween. I think it's hilarious, and I'm like, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, I saw a really funny costume where everyone was going out as Game of Thrones characters. And so since you don't watch the show, it may not be as funny to you. But this one guy was like, since they're all going as Game of Thrones characters and I wanted to scare them, he dressed up as the guy who wrote all the Game of Thrones books, because the guy who writes all the books just kills all the characters randomly.
Okay, that's funny.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah.
So I'm waiting for Game of Thrones to come back. I watched the first episode of Walking Dead. I didn't get to watch last night.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first episode was pretty good. It was setting it up. I'm so...
Oh, that makes you so excited. I have that to watch.
I know. I'm so excited about it. And I don't know if it's still so good or if I'm just so into it because I've spent a lot of time with it.
Yeah.
But I still love it. I'm watching Mindhunter.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same thing as Manhunt Unabomber, but the Unabomber's good. Mindhunter on Netflix is fantastic. And then I'm going to start Stranger Things 2, which I haven't seen yet. But Eddie started it, and he said the first episode's good. But, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's so much good stuff to watch that it's pretty exciting. What else do you have over there?
Okay, so Halloween candy obviously is going to be everywhere tomorrow. And sometimes the stress of breaking your diet can just also lead to weight gain. Stress is not good for you. So I was reading an article that said, you know what? Just give yourself a chill day for Halloween, especially if you're going to be around it. I know you're shaking your head because you don't agree, but I'm just there just saying, relax and then start November 1st with a big old salad.
That's terrible. That's a terrible... Listen, here is how I think about things.
Okay.
Is that if you want to have candy, and that's on you. But imagine how you'll feel in your heart if you can resist during the hardest days. Because if you can actually make it through the hardest days, the easier days are that much easier. So, Halloween.
Halloween is a hard day.
There's candy everywhere.
Everywhere.
Imagine just through that day, if you wake up and you set the goal, I'm not going to touch any candy because I've decided that I'm trying to eat right. If you can make it through Halloween, you can make it through November 3rd, November 7th. You can make it through the easier days once you fight off the hard days. It's the Lucky Charms analogy. Eat all those gross ones first. Then when you want to have the marshmallows at the end, you've already ate all the gross ones. Have the marshmallows stand if you want them.
Okay.
But the...
I want the marshmallows first.
Oh, you don't do marshmallows at the end?
Actually, I'm a Lucky Charms eater that when I would eat it, I like a combo. I want the gross mix with the marshmallow and it tastes just right.
In my life, I like to do all the work first. And if I decide to have rewards at the end, then I get the rewards. Sometimes as a kid, I would eat all the gross ones and then be like, I don't deserve the marshmallows, and I dump them out.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, as punishment, if I didn't like get a good grade or something.
Okay, I guess I'm just a mixture of fun and not.
It's just all of our attitudes. But that being said, it's like Thanksgiving. You know, it's going to be a huge meal. If you can get through Thanksgiving, the rest of it's so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's all.
Okay.
A little motivational Monday for you.
I love it. So
no, you don't. You don't love it because you don't agree. You just want to move to the next story, and that's your segue. Go ahead.
No, I do like your motivation. It's a good... I'm sure a lot of people appreciate it right now. Love it. Thank you for contributing.
Do you know that during segments, our boss now texts me when segments aren't good?
Oh, great. Uh-oh. Did he just text, Uh-oh. This is not good?
No, did I tell you guys this?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't. But I've been meaning to say that when he hasn't texted. Because I don't ever want to bring it up when he does text it. But yeah, he hasn't texted today.
Okay.
About that the segment's not good. But sometimes he'll text me. He's like, hey, not a good segment. I'm like, cool. Moving on.
Okay, on to the next. So on Reddit, they asked people what animal they would choose to have as a pet if they could. And don't think like your typical everyday like house cat, house dog. And so I was curious if we went on the room, what crazy pet would you choose?
A monkey. I would take a chimpanzee. and not a spider monkey. My grandannies have spider monkeys. He used to poop in his hand and throw it at people, and he used to bite people. Those are mean monkeys.
Okay.
I would like a chimpanzee because Michael Jackson had one, and it looked fun. Bubbles.
And a little diaper.
So no, cute. I just don't want it pooping. It go toilet. So I don't care about diaper. No, okay. No. We get this fantasy land, right?
Yeah, it's totally fantasy.
I would take a chimpanzee as number one.
Mm-hmm.
You?
I'm going to get a goat.
A goat? You can get a goat.
Yeah,
but,
do it.
But it's still a fantasy pet. I can get a goat?
Yeah, just put it in your backyard.
Listen, here's the thing. I just need you to gift me a goat, and then I'll have the goat. You know? Yeah. Then it won't be a topic of an issue with my husband. I'll be like, it was a gift.
Lunchbox.
Easy. Ever since I was a kid, Curious George, I'd get a monkey just like him.
Huh.
So cute. You could also, I maybe want a pig, which
what did they put on the shite? Lions?
There's
lions
cool. Someone Ooh, said lions. A bear. A bear was really popular. A bobcat. And a chimp made the list. Okay, so.
A bobcat? Are you just asking if your face eating off?
Didn't someone who lived in the house you used to live in have a bobcat or something?
That's why I got to live there. Because my dog, who's a little angel, Pibble, but Angel, they wouldn't let him live anywhere. And so I found a place and she had a bobcat. A cheetah or something. One of those animals.
I swear it was a bobcat.
Yeah, it's a bobcat.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a zebra. And so since she lived, I was like, oh, I can bring my pit bull. And so that's why I moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of animals, scientists have been messing with the genetics of pigs in order to make a low-fat bacon.
That's okay.
This is so bad. I don't. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But they need to stop. Like 2 weeks ago, we talked about the low fat avocado. Like, no, that's good, healthy fat. And then the bacon, like, what? No, if you're going to have bacon, eat the bacon.
Now, that I can agree with. If you want bacon, eat the bacon.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Amy.
There's your news.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. A famous Rolex watch. Once owned by actor Paul Newman, was auctioned off. They bought it for $17.8 million.
What?
Wow. I know. The most expensive wristwatch ever sold at an auction. Now, for us, we never were in the Paul Newman thing because he's too old for us.
I do like his salad dressing.
That's what we know him from. At McDonald's, they had a salad dressing or in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But he also was a race car driver recreationally. But he was a big, like, heartthrob actor.
Yeah, my mom would always be like, oh, Paul Newman's so handsome.
I wonder if, like, 19-year-olds are like, that Brad Pitt's kind of old.
No way.
You know, because when we were coming up, it was like, oh, who would be the old people then that we'd look at? Be?
Oh, the guy from...
Robert Redford.
Yes.
Oh.
We'd be like, there you go.
They're like, Robert Redford? That dude's old. He ain't hot. I wonder if Brad Pitt and George Clooney are starting to be those guys to the young ones.
Oh, no.
Well, that watch went for $17.8 million.
That's a lot.
Dang. We're going to play Jason Aldean, My Kind of Party. It's the Bobby Bones Show. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you'll see a picture of us in our studio where we are in Austin today. And Amy's keyboard is covered in what looks like disgusting coffee and dirt. It's her keyboard cover.
Yeah, it's like art.
People keep asking, what's all over Amy's keyboard? Go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and look at her terrible keyboard cover.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, we're going to go. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Monday. Back tomorrow, as usual. Most Tuesdays, we're here.
Yeah.
In case people were wondering.
Mm-hmm.
But you can listen back to the show, all of it. Just search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes or Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. And I don't know, maybe you're just waking up and you want to hear the show and the whole show and no commercials, no music. It's up there on iHeartRadio. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Thank you so much. You know, later this week, I do believe Cam will be in. I think... I don't know. We have a lot of guests coming up. Everybody wants to come on the show all of a sudden.
That's great.
Kind of a cool thing.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.